ended up in a very beautiful place again after negotiating lots of urbanisations again. And some of them are quite grotty, with run-down houses and squatters in some of them, really not so nice. And then they're literally building multi-million euro houses in the same sort of area. So it's really luxury and old falling down buildings next to each other. I'm guessing they're all going to be done at some point. I mean, some of them are right on the cliff edges. Again, they haven't allowed the coastal path to be remained, even though there are paths behind it, because you can walk on the road. So again, road. And then I was thinking, okay, there's some storms around, and there was certainly some I could see in the distance. And I looked on the rate live radar I've got, and there were definitely some storms brewing around the middle of the island. But I thought, no, they're going to hold off. And then I found a beautiful place to stay for the night, and I was sat there thinking, what do I put up where I'm going to sleep, or do I put up a tarpaulin? And then a few drops of rain started to fall, and I was still like, it's going to be all right. And the radar was showing, yes, it might just clip the edge of the storm. So then I decided to get out the tarpaulin, which is a big basically sheet, plastic sheet, but very, very, very thin, so it's very light, and decided to put it up, just using my walking poles to sort of make a tent shape, but it's not a proper tent, of course. The drops started getting bigger and bigger. So I then brought all the stuff underneath, including my wonderful chair, and was sat underneath thinking, yeah, that'd be all right, just maybe a few drops, and then I would have put it up for no reason at all. But I'm knowing that if I didn't put it up, it would really rain hard. Anyway, it rained hard. Jesus Christ. It honestly came down like some of the heaviest rain, you know, when you imagine tropical heavy rain. And I hadn't actually put up the tarp that well, because I just didn't think it was going to rain that much. And then the wind started to pick up, the poles started to move all over the place. And there's a hilarious video on Instagram, if you look for it, of me recording saying how windy and rainy it is, and then suddenly I've got to go because the tent collapses in on me. So basically I had to rescue it, get rather wet myself, putting back up the poles. And then it got even heavier after that, so I was basically holding the two poles up and sat in the chair in the middle, just hilarious, with this rain coming down so strong. I was sure that this little tarp wasn't going to hold out, and the rain was just going to start coming straight through it. And then eventually, anyway, the rain stopped, the sun sort of came out, and there was actually a beautiful sunset because of all the clouds that were around. So it was a something just bit me foot. Anyway, that's life, being out in the countryside. Luckily, not something too big that I've still got my foot. Don't worry, it was just a little insect or something. So that was the end of day number two, and that night it was very windy. I actually put the tarp over the thing I was sleeping in, TENT. And it was quite a disturbed night's sleep. Lots of thunder, lightning going on. I got up in the middle of the night, and wow, there was lightning all around. Amazing. But it actually didn't rain much in the night. So, day three. Woke up on the morning of day three. Amazing sunrise. Literally just got the sunrise coming over the edge of the trees. Really, really beautiful. And it was reflecting off the storm clouds that were in the distance on the other side. So it was really quite spectacular start to the morning. Feeling a little bit tired beginning of day three. I think before I set scoop. Oh, excuse me. That's the vegan diet. Before I set off, I had some banana, I think. I can't remember. But I was feeling a little bit tired. So then got all ready to go and started walking at 9 o'clock. Which was nice. And in the mornings, getting up and ready, it takes about an hour and a half from when I wake up to when I leave. I remember it from doing Ibiza as well, that it's very difficult to actually do it any quicker. Unless you slept more simply, I don't know, because I wear contact lenses, so I have to put my contact lenses in, wash your teeth, go to the toilet, of course, and then have to pack everything up. And this morning it was all soaking wet. It always takes about an hour and a half. So it's a long process every morning to get ready to go. You think, I just get up and go in half an hour, but it takes about an hour and a half. And of course, to have a cup of tea, breakfast, That sort of thing. So yeah, it does take some time to get up to get going each morning. So yeah, so I left at 9 o'clock this morning. Started getting going, really feeling actually quite good after a little bit more. And then what did I do? Hit another urbanization. So all through the roads again, trying to find ways through again, getting lost, double backed, using Google Maps way too much on the phone. But what was a bit worrying is this morning my phone wasn't fully charged and my battery pack was out. So I was getting a bit concerned about my battery running out on my phone. Oh no, I might not have a phone! But in the end, it actually lasted and I got it recharged in a restaurant. So yeah, feeling quite good. But then sort of tiredness started to kick in. And then today has been the day of beaches. Definitely day number three. Beach, 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 beach. Absolutely beautiful. The first beach I came to, I stopped on actually for about an hour to try and eat. I wanted to have bananas and trying to eat some food and nuts and things to feel a bit more energized. And had a beautiful swim in the sea, crystal clear sea. And the sea's actually still quite warm, so it's very, very pleasant to swim in. And had a beautiful time on the beach, got my lovely chair out, made a cup of tea, chilled out for a bit, and it felt rather nice. But when I got going again, the energy just wasn't there this morning. So walked along the beach more, and I decided that what I needed is a good meal. It's because I hadn't eaten anything in a restaurant on day two. Because if I do it every day, it actually adds up price-wise, because it's not the cheapest to eat in restaurants. Even though it's vegan, they seem to charge you more for it. And I then went through some just lovely beaches past a restaurant where I'd been with Belinda, actually, which was rather nice to have memories of there. And then realized that I'm missing Belinda. It's only day three. And then cracking on, just sort of kept putting one foot in front of the other. And today's word of the day actually ended up being shit. Don't know, just felt a bit shitty. Wasn't in the best of moods. I'm guessing the whole daunting task of what I've set myself is now becoming reality. And yeah, I know I could just not do it and come back home, but I really would like to have a good crack at it. So getting on with it. And then I think, why did I do the vegan thing? But actually, I feel good on the vegan thing because I don't feel too bloated and fat and tired after I eat, so it's nice. But today really the energy was lacking, so I then went through some lovely little villages, more villages I'd call them, with old ladies sat on the veranda watching the world go by and men reading the newspaper. And what I did realize is hardly any of them, they all speak Mallorquin, and they're going to shop and they speak Mallorquin to you straight away. And if you insist on speaking Castellano, they do change to it, but they really want to speak Mallorquin, which I thought was interesting, because I hadn't had that before in other parts of Palma or in Ibiza. Of course, everyone speaks Castellano really to you. They do speak Catalan, and if you think, but it's not so prominent as the parts that I've been in recently in Mallorca. And then what did I do? I stopped for lunch. I wish I could be giving you names of places, but I really can't. Not sure. So, was it Colonial? I can't remember. Nope, can't remember. But anyway, I was cracking on, passing lighthouses and watchtowers and lots of military things on beaches and left over from the Spanish Civil War, I'm guessing. So I was cracking on. And then, yeah, found and went to a nice marina sort of area with lots of touristy restaurants. And I found a restaurant that had vegan wok. I thought, that'll do me. And all it was bloody rice. So no protein, which I now realise I need more protein. And I know it's protein, protein, protein. But I think doing this sort of thing, I need to be, and switching to the vegan diet, rice isn't the best thing. So there was two little bits of tofu and that was it. So I ate that thinking this will work. And then I asked, have you got any vegan puddings? And she went over to the fridge, then came back and said, nope. And then she gave me an orange for free. She said, here, have this. You can have this orange for free. So I actually did have an orange as a pudding. I mean, oranges are definitely not classified as puddings. So yeah, I need to find some nice vegan puddings, because that's actually what I'm missing. I do like some nice sweet things. Then I got up, cracked on. Then I realised the next section, once I left the restaurant very soon afterwards, it's quite a long section till I get to civilization. So stocked up with a lot of water, but most of it's already gone. And tomorrow morning, I've got a long walk and I haven't really got much water. I think I've got about half a litre of water. So anyway, just have to manage. And when I got to where I decided to stop, I stopped early today. I think I've done 25, 26 kilometres. And I was just knackered. I found a spot and was like, that's it, I'm stopping there. But then what I did do is I had one of my protein peanutty energy bars, which actually had 26 grams of protein in it. I was thinking, fucking, that's a lot of protein. And so I ate that. And then within 10 minutes, I suddenly felt a million times better. And I also had a hot drink with protein powder that I've got in it. And wow, now I feel like a million miles better and I could carry on walking. But of course, it's dark now, so I can't do that. So another beautiful sunset to finish off with. A few mosquitoes this evening. And clear skies. The stars are out. I can see the summer swan. And I can see the beginning of the Big Dipper, which means I can find the W. Yep, I can. And find the North Star. So I know where North is. A few clouds on the horizon over towards Ibiza. And planes coming in and out of the distant lights in the distance. So, good night from night number 3.